Chavis Lavavis in Shar Abitoch and Paragimel writes that there are five hakdamas that a person has to have in order to properly beitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says the fifth one is what we're in the middle of, is that it should be borrowed to a person that in addition to his bitochin, he needs ishtadlus. It's not enough just to be boiteach. He also needs to be mishtadl, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that there's sibum mesaviv, there's cause and effect. And just like if a person has all the food placed down in front of him, he's not going to satiate himself unless he actually takes the food and picks it up and puts it into his mouth. It's not going to happen by itself. So too, even what's nigzar be'etzim that a person should have, he still needs an ishtadlus to be able to get there. It's interesting, just Agdama in this week's parasha, in the Ramban, in his Agdama to the parasha, he writes, Nichtavo ha-parasha ha-zois, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom write in the Torah this whole story with Yaakov and Esav? L'hoidia, ki hitzla kodesh baruch hu es'avdei ve'goylo miyad chazok mimenu. V'yishlach malach v'yatzileu. First of all, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent his malach to save Yaakov from goyl miyad chazok mimenu. From Esav certainly was much stronger, much more well equipped himself and the 400 people. Kenegin Yaakov Avinu, nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him. Ulelamdeinu oid shuloi batach b'tzidkasoi v'shtadlo ba'atzala b'chol yicholtoi. He wasn't b'teach only in his tzidkis, and he was mishtadlo. In addition to the bitochen, there's also an aspect of ishtadlis. V'yesh bo'id remez l'deres k'kol asher yir avinu im Esav v'ochiv yir lanu tamin im b'nei Esav. V'roi lanu lechatz b'darki shal tzadik sh'nazman atzmenu l'shleshes hadvarim sh'izman hu as atzmai l'tvilo v'l'durinu l'atzala b'derech mochamo l'vroich l'inatzom. Also that every person should see and learn from Yaakov how to fear zich when he's in such a similar situation. L'tvilo l'durinu l'atzala b'derech mochamo. Now certainly obviously it's not just loy botach v'tzitkasoi, means that in addition to his bitachin to tishtada, certainly the bitachin is an integral aspect of the nitzachin. Now, here the Chavis Lavavis goes off and he starts explaining the entire inyan of hishtadlus for parnasa. And he says, why is it important? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-taymim shebeglolim hitel ha-bari al-odam lachzor l'sabi v'achrei emtzeri parnasasoi u'shar tzorokov him shnayim. There's two basic reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was put it into the Bria that a person has to do hishtadlus. Why does a person have to do ishtadlis for his parnasa? Why is that an integral aspect of living? The first one he says is tam echad hu, and this is mi soydi hadas mikivan shechokhmas haburi motza lenochel in nasis es ha'odom imu yavir es ha'lekim o yam ra'isay. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world? Zil Shisharm says in the first parak k'dei l'kayim mitzvahis v'lavoid v'lamid b'nisayin. Three things: k'dei l'kayim mitzvahis v'lavoid v'lamid b'nisayin. That's why if we're oimid b'nisayin, then we're zeicha to schar, not naham b'dikisufa. We earned it by being oimid b'nisayin. Memela says the Rebbeinu Shalom, one of the best ways to test a person if he's oimid b'nisayin is to make him require him to get a job, to find the parnasa. He says, "Lachain hemi roisei aburei b'mivchan." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a test. Sheira boifin bar beizaderech ubachar. Want to see how are you being boicher b'nisayin? Are you omir b'nisayin? Hamivchan hukach. This is the test. Ha'adam nivrek shuzokik v'nitzach ledvarim echutz. A person is born that he needs. He's dependent on things that are outside of him. In other words, he needs to get things. Not everything. He's not self-sufficient. He's got to be able to get things from outside. Dainu oichel, mashke, food, drink, halbosha, clothing, dir of isha, a house, and a wife. V'tziva aburi la'odom, lachzor achrei dvorim ilu, lahasa gaisam ha'ideyim tzoyin, she'echin l'shem kach, bedrocha misuyomim, mizman misuyomim. Rebbeinu Shalom told you, you gotta get all these things. You gotta get food, you gotta get drink, you gotta get a house, you gotta get a wife. The way to do it, there's certain times that you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the ground. And drachma siyamim, you're not allowed to cheat, you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to other things. You have to get these things, but it's got to be in the proper way. Ve'ila hadvarim shaburi gozer shiuchal adam lahasig oisam, and the things that the Rebbeinu Shloilam was gozer that a person is going to acquire it at the end of the day. Yala biyad adam lahagi aleim aydei shaburi yazmli b'shlemis asemtzayim medushim lekach. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the means of getting to those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get to. And the amount of money, and v'chulu, and the wife, and the house, and Bias pleni lepleni, bas pleni lepleni. Every person, the house is going to come to you. If it's supposed to be the house, it's going to be the house. If it's supposed to be the wife, it's going to be the wife. And if a person is not supposed to get it, then he's not going to get it. A person wants to go and renovate his dira. He wants to extend his dira. And his neighbor on top of him tells him, no way. It's, I don't want this. I don't want the noise. I don't want this. The guy underneath him tells you, you're going to cover my windows. I don't want to do it. So there's two ways of looking at it. Either the first way of looking at it is, What neighbors I have. This is the building that I bought into. Shrek. Another way is, obviously, because it's Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do it. And because Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do it, so the way it's going to be, it's going to be Chaim Yankel, it's going to be Shimon David, it's going to be the neighbor, it's going to be... Because it's Baruch Hu will give the person the means if it's supposed to happen, and he won't give him the means if it's not supposed to happen. And the test to see whether or not a person is over the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or he's murdered against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's by the means that he takes in getting to what that which he wants to accomplish. The whole mifchan is not what happens at the end of the day. Does he make the money? Does he not make the money? Does he get the house? Doesn't get the house. It's the means of getting to what he wanted to get to. Whether he succeeded in his endeavor or not, it makes no difference. And his schar and his earnish is the way that he sets out to accomplish that which he wants to accomplish. The male, if a person understands this, when he's choosing a job, he wants to choose a profession, there's two ways of doing it. There's a person that decides what job he wants, and then he's got to fit in, this is the job. I work from 8 till 8. I got to get up chakras at whatever time, and I got to be at work at this and this time. I got to be back at this and this time. This is the amount of hours I'm going to be there. Now, that's my job. That's what I'm doing. Now I got to fit in davening. I got to fit in some learning. I got to fit in some beinod mechaver and my responsibilities to my family. So let's see how we can fit them in. So chakras will fit in beforehand. We'll be able to do it. We get on the train. We'll daven, you know, a little bit terach minin beforehand. We'll chap on the train tefillah b'tzibur. And we'll be able to be same akula tefillah as we're walking, and we got it down chakras in 16 minutes. We have the entire thing down, and kriyas atara as we're on the train, we hear from the second cabin, we hear the train, whatchamacallit, and we're able to get the whole minyan down. And the learning is on the train. If we're able to on the way back, if we're not able to, vifam again. Chazal say after all that you yetsu with Shema Yisrael at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, meila yetsu your chiyuvim. Or, the second way of doing it is, listen here, the only reason why in the first place that you're supposed to have a parnas in the first place is simply because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to test a person, how is this going to affect your Avodas Hashem? So my Avodas Hashem is, I need a daven. I need to learn. I need it. Now, which profession is going to fit into there? How is my profession going to fit into there? No, obviously, you can't just tailor your profession. Not every single person can choose, listen here, I'm going to be a lawyer. But I'm only going to be a lawyer from 10:36 till 11:15, and also in the afternoon from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4:15. Then I'm going to stop for mincha for 2 hours, mincha and marav, and I'm going to learn. Obviously, most jobs are not like that. But there's many, many, many jobs that are not so demanding, that are not so... You're right, they don't make as much money, maybe. Possibly yes, possibly no. There's a lot of people that are lawyers that can't put food on the table. And there's a lot of people that sell postcards that are multimillionaires. Does it have to be that way? It doesn't have to be that way. And there is a way in the world, v'chulu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in. But when a person is trying to define what type of job he wants, then the job should be one that allows him to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way. And while he's doing it, and his job is, should he cheat on taxes a little bit here? Does he have to report everything here? If he realizes that's the whole reason why he's here, is to see how he's going to go ahead and do it. Is he going to be over Hashem in the proper way? Zeli Yesim Shonim Beisecho, like Yaakov Avinu said, Simno Achai Ve'Achecho Yichichu Bein Shneu. What did I take from you in 20 years? 20 years he didn't take anything from his shver, right? That was Yaakov Avinu. That a person realizes that I'm here to, my Avodas Hashem is on the line over here. This is my Avodas Hashem. The job itself is Avodas Hashem. This is an Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch Hu set out for me. Then his whole outlook on his work and his Avodas Hashem is two totally different things. And it doesn't have to be even that the job is going to allow him to learn a night seder and also a first seder. Doesn't have to be that that's the, even if he works 9 to 5, even if he works from 8 to 6, but it's the outlook. It's, yes, this is what I have to do to be able to put parnas on the table, but to be able to send my kids to school, but it also I'm able to daven like a mensch. Also, my coffee break is going to be spent for Mishnayos, because that's really what's important. I'm gonna my lunch break. I'm gonna daven mincha. I'll have the yeshiva das to daven like a mensch. I'll have the. Once that's the outlook, so then there's no trying to cut the corners over here and trying to. This is exactly how it is. This is exactly. Betzem the Ramchal and Derech Etz Chaim in the back of the Mesil Sharm. He says, "Acha isha chacham amevin davar la'ashurim." Somebody who's a chacham who understands something properly. He says that a person should realize that the whole klala of working is only from b'zeis apecha. He says, "Alkin yivchar liyis boicha harav b'miyutoi v'imat beisa kol mashiyuchol v'yistadu laharbes bater v'avedelse kol shetasik yodai." It's not a means in and of itself. It's either because it's a leftover, it's a klola, and it could be the this is really mashlim lecharis levavis. That beforehand, Adam Rishon didn't have to have parnasa before the gzir of zeis apecha. After the chet, then there was zeis apecha that he had to be over kadosh baruch hu. It was ra and toiv mixed together, and you have to be boicher the toiv from the ra. And that kadosh baruch hu decided the best possible way of doing that is by making every person work for their money, to work for their food. And now Kaddish Baruch is going to see, how do you work for your food? When do you work for your food? What are the means that you take? What is the, what are your priorities? I have there's a Baal Bas in the shul that I daven in. He's probably in his mid-50s. He is in his mid-50s, actually, in my oldies. And he's a super whiz programmer. Mamish, genius. There's some of the top hospitals here in Eretz Yisrael. He programmed their entire system. Mamish, the lottery in the lotto in America, I heard he was a mastermind behind the whole system. Mamish, and he was offered tremendous amounts of money by different businesses to join their team. And he turned them down. He turned them down because he wants to have time to learn. And he wants to have time to learn, and he's a clean-shaven fellow. But that's it. He finishes the Shas Mishnayos twice a year. He does Amud Day of Halacha of Daf Yomi. He does, and his Daf Yomi for Yerushalmi is doing. This is he takes off every Friday. He takes off from work b'chlal. He sits down and he's in the shul. You come to the shul, you'll see him sitting in the shul in the morning. He takes off the whole day. There's the yard side of his parents. He takes off. He sits and learns the whole day. So this is a person that could be making mamish a tremendous amount of money. I heard from his chavrusa who knows the inside scoop. From him, but this is somebody, and he decided that is it miyuchad? Certainly, it's miyuchad. But everybody on their own level. I know somebody who was a rebbetzin, a wife of a rav, and she when she got her job, she told the job. Maybe it's not so negeh nowadays because there's so much competition. It's not so. But she told the job. So listen here, your third priority. First priority is to my family. Second priority is to my husband's shul, and third priority is to my job. That's something with priority. This is my Avodas Hashem. A woman's Avodas Hashem. This is her Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is raising her children. Avodas Hashem is helping her husband. Is it whatever it is. And then Rami, that's the third string. Not that she didn't work. But the priorities have to be straight. What are the priorities? The priorities is that it can't be that the Avodas Hashem is you fit the Avodas Hashem into the little corners that I've mentioned in the past. Somebody that somebody used to be in this Chabura in many years ago. I don't know if anybody here knows. That's here now, even with him. Kitzer, he popped into Eretz Yisrael once, and he was in school, and I was talking to him, and I said, "When do you learn?" He says, "What should I do? I have to go travel so long for school and come back, and this and that." So he doesn't usually. So I said, "Nutzal Maisa." So he says, "Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11." That's when he learns. This is somebody who's a very serious learner. He's here, very. But at the end of the day, you gotta. I'm not donning anybody because I don't know what the situation is. I know maybe he couldn't get any other job. But the chatchila, if a person has a choice, then it shouldn't be that his learning is relegated to once a week for an hour and a half. That's what it is. It's terrific. To learn an hour and a half is great if you can learn that every day. Try to do that every day. It shouldn't be that you go by a matzav that you have to be samech every day on the Shema Shal Shach, Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. And that's really the nesoyin of the parnasa. And when a person knows beforehand, a person going in lechatchila knows that this is the nisayon. And imagine somebody tells him, right? Somebody comes ahead, and he sees his friend and slaps him across the face. Okay, so his friend blows up. What are you doing to me? What is this all about? He says, you just lost it. He says, you were being tested by. There's a person wanted to know exactly what type of person you are, if you're able to hold your kass and mechulu, and he's going to offer you a big job because you need the type of job that a person is not going to get riled up and. So, upsetter, how should he have known? Let's say somebody tells me beforehand, by the way, somebody's going to go ahead and he's going to slap you real hard and it's all a test. And you see if you could go ahead and hold yourself and not get angry and not blow up. That's it, simple. You know that your job is on the line. You know that everything is on the line. So then, of course, 100%, yeah, I can do it. Sure. Why? Because the guy tipped you off beforehand. But that's not any sign. Here, the Rebbeinu Shlom was so kind, to tell us, this is all any sign. Well, it's all any sign. You're going to have to get a job. And your job might be 9 to 5, and your job might be 8 to 7, it might be. But you know, that when you're taking the job, that the ikur is your avodas Hashem. It shouldn't be that the means of your job should prevent you from your avodas Hashem. And your way of getting through and climbing the hierarchy of your business, it shouldn't be while stepping on other people's toes, and it shouldn't be while cheating this person and that person, because that's all a chelek and a nisayin of b'zeh sapecha toich alecha.